Okay, we're up to Ayin Vav on the base, Mishnah. Chamisha Dvorim Boim Betuma, Ve'enem Necholim Betuma. There are five korbanos that are eaten, that are brought even Betuma, but Lamaisha, the heter of bringing them Betuma only applies to bringing the korban, not to eating it. What are they? Ha'omer. The omer is eaten, but if it's brought Betuma, it's not eaten. Ushtei ha-lechem, the lechem ha-ponim, ushtei ha-lechem is on Shavuos, the lechem ha-ponim, and the lechem ha-ponim every Shabbos, the lechem that's on the Shulchan, the zivchei shalmei tzibur, those are the shlomim that are brought together with the lechem, with the ushtei ha-lechem. They are the only shlomim that are korban tzibur, the shlomim that are brought on what's it called, on Shavuos. All other shlomim are korban yachid. Usiire Rosh Chodashim, and what's it called, the Seirim for a Chatas on Rosh Chodesh. All of those are korbanos that are eaten, and they're what's it called, not eaten if they're brought betuma. A Pesach shebo betuma nechol betuma. However, Pesach when it's brought betuma, it's also eaten betuma. Zivchei shalmei tzibur siire. Oh, a second. Shalom bo mitchilas el lachila. Because the whole purpose of Korban Pesach was to be eaten, the Korban itself. The other Korbanos, the eating is incidental. The Iker is bringing the Korban. So by Tumah, you're allowed to bring the Korban, but there's no purpose to eat it. By Korban Pesach, the whole purpose of the Korban is to eat it. Right? It has to be Lenuyav, it has to be La'ochlav. So therefore, what's it called? When it's Bar Betumah, you're allowed to eat it also. Rashi, Chamisha Dvarim Boim Betumah. Ein lecha korban nechol ela elu. The only korbanos, we see the Gemara says that there's lechora others, but they're included in these. There's no other korban that's eaten except for these. The korban sibur doches atuma. These are all korbanos sibur that doches atuma. Vashmir masvishin diachagav the korban betuma lafuket sibur yidecho vasan. Even though you're allowed to bring the korban betuma to be motzi the rabbin their chova bringing this korban. Ein necholim betuma. You don't eat the korban betuma. Ulekamei porach lishnei nomi siri haragolim. Why mention not only siri Rosh Chodesh? Every yantif you bring siir lechatos, just like Rosh Chodesh, and it's also eaten and it's bar betuma and it's not nechol. Why not mention that? Zivchei shalmei tzibur kivsei atzeres. These are the two kivasim that you bring together with the shtei alechem. Shein shlomim macher no tzibur. There's no other shlomim that are korbanos tzibur. A Pesach Shabbat Betuma could go on Rov Tzibur Tmeim. If Rov of the Tzibur are Tamei Meis, so you bring the Korban Pesach Betuma. Shemitchilaso lo bo el achil. It's also eaten because the Chatchila was brought to be eaten. That's the Iker of the Korban. Shtava Iker Pesach. Lachila Nitzava. The main purpose of the Pesach is to eat it. Dechsiv lefi ochlo. Yechishar yirachmona lemeisei betuma meish nidcha ve'en tzibur nidchim adayti lemeich lesharyu. When the Torah was matur to be brought betuma, that included the eating. Now shenkin, the other ones, the eating is only incidental. Chamisha lemutei mai. Why does it say chamisha dvarim? Why does it come to exclude? Lemutei chagigas chamishasa. So it comes to exclude the chagiga you bring on the 15th day of Nisan, and for that matter, the 15th day of Tishrei, and on Shavuos. That's the Chagiga, the regular Chagiga that you're chayiv to bring, what's it called, on Yom Tov. Why? And it's considered a korban tzibur, because it's brought, everybody has to bring it. It's even though every individual brings it, but just like korban Pesach, every individual has to bring it, but since everybody has to bring it, that's considered a korban tzibur. Since it's a korban tzibur that everybody has to bring equally, and has a set time, you have to bring it on the 15th, l'chatchila, tidchei tuma. It should be madche, the tuma. Kamash malon, kivin isle tashlumin, kol shiva, lo dachi Shabbos, right, since it is tashlumin. So it's not docha Shabbos, but the Shabbos lo dachi tuma. And since it's not docha Shabbos, because since it has Tashlumin, you don't have to bring it dafk on the 15th. If you didn't bring it the 15th, you could bring it through the week. So therefore, what's it called? It's not Docha Tumah either. Tosa says they're not Goris this. Kivin Dov Dachi Shabbos or Dachi Tumah. Because that's not the reason it's not Docha Shabbos. right? It's what's it called? Because we learn that it's not what's it called Tocha Shabbos from a pasuk. The Chagosim also Shivas Yomim and not Shmonas Yomim by Sukkos, right? And Pesach also has Tashlum in Korban Pesach Sheni, the Chorah. So that's not the reason why it's yes Tocha or not Tocha. And also, it's possible it won't have a tashlumin. If the person was tamei on the first day, he has no tashlumin the other days, because he wasn't fit for bringing the carbon the first day. There's no such thing as tashlumin. So if he doesn't bring it the first day betumah, there is no tashlumin. So still, you don't bring it betumah. It also says that what's it called that you're not goristis. It's not the reason why. It just happens to be that for whatever reason, it's not really considered a carbon. Tzibur, and it doesn't say over there by the Moado, but it says by Pesach, so you need a special pasuk to tell me that it's Docha, and that special pasuk doesn't exist by Chagigas Chamisha Asar. Rashi. Chamisha Lamute Maim, and Yana Lomeli. Lishnei Korbanus Tzibur Boim Betumba. Vein Necholim Betumba. Just tell me in general, Korbanus Tzibur, are you allowed to bring Betumba, but they're not eaten? Why? Gatka 5. Chagigas Chamisha Asar, who had been Lasser is the Sukkos. Not Dafka on Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos too, the Chagiga. Elechad Minayu Nochet. Since we're in Psachim, it mentioned one of them, the one that do with Pesach. Kivin the Korban Tzibur, who Afagad the Chol Yochid, Yochid Mechayiv, it's not a Korban Tzibur. It's a Korban that every individual has to bring a Korban Chagiga on Yontif. Right? Kori the Korban Tzibur, Mishim the Asher B'Knufya. Because everybody brings it together. They're all required to bring it the same day. What's it called? The same carbon. That's also called carbon seber. Basefus chaderim berego. Meseches yom perikol zilo. It's no different than carbon pesach. Tashlum and kol shiva. Can an apple and perikam and meseches chagiga. Mivachagosim also chag lashem shivas yomim. Ah, you don't bring a chagiga all 7 days, but if you didn't bring it the first day, you can bring it any of the other days to make up. Hatani leizit cheshamit. The Nesnei Nomi Sire Haragolim, the Chorah, it left out something. It mentioned Sire Rosh HaKadoshim, but it doesn't mention Sire Regolim. The same Seir that you bring on a Rosh Chodesh for a Chatos, you bring similarly on every Yomtev, a Seir Lechatos. So why did it mention them? Where it says, Hatani Lei Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. And it said, what's it called? Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which are the the two kvasim that you bring with the shtei halechem, and that's part of the korban musaf. So all the other musafim are included. That's the case. And once we mention two of the korbanos of musaf, right, which is the shtei, there's two kvasim of the sirei, shalmei tzibur, then that includes all the korbanos of musaf. So why mention Rosh Chodesh specifically? When it says Atani Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, if Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur include all the Korbanos Musaf, then it should include Rosh Chodesh too. Why single that out? Amrei Siri Rosh Chodesh Mitzarichale. Now it had to tell me Rosh Chodesh, because I think that if it told me only all the Musafim, or only told me Kitzei Atzeres, I would think that Rosh Chodesh is not included. So could I Hamino Haloksibuhu Moed. By Rosh Chodesh it doesn't say the Therish Moed. And the reason it's Docha Tumah is because it says the Moado. Kamash Balanda Rosh Chodesh Ikrim Moed. All the other Yomim Tovim are what's it called? There's a Hekish that's Makish, all of them together to be Moed. Eile Moade Hashem Ashikrosum be Moadom. But Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned there. Kamash Malad Rosh Chodesh Ikrim Moed Kedabaya. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Where do you see Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? Amr Abaya. Tambus the High Shat the Meluyim Malabu. Dechseiv Koralai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. Right. The Gemara discusses when Moshe Rabbeinu when the Meraglim came back. So it says that they came back on Erev Tisha B'Av, and that night they cried this Tisha B'Av. The Gemara works out the Seder and it doesn't work out. It works out that they came back on Tisha B'Av itself, not an Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says, no, that year, Tammuz was a full month.
So it had 30 days, not 29 days, and therefore, if you make the cheshbon, they came back Erev Tisha B'Av. And how do you know that they made Tammuz, they made, what's it called, Av, or they made Tammuz an extra day, and they didn't make Rosh Chodesh Av till the next day? Because it says, Korah Alay Moed Vishbor Bachurai. They called a Moed, meaning they made Rosh Chodesh in such a way that it coincided with the time of the Churban in the future. So therefore, the Rosh Chodesh is called Moed.
Just
like the other ones are not korbanos with dam, or the omer, the shtei alechem, they what's it called lechem aponim, but the shtei kitzei atzeres are korbanos, regular korbanos, and they're brought betuma, they're not eaten. So all other korbanos that are brought betuma are not eaten. So why does it have to mention, what's it called? That's why it doesn't have to mention the other one specifically. Mara says if that's the case, it don't mention Siri Rosh Chodashim either. There are also korbanos that are eaten betuma, and that are, they're brought betuma, not eaten. Mara says, Haloksibuhu Moed. Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't say the Therish Moed, the low lit chutuma. The Hakol korbanos Sibur mi Moed nafkavon kedlekamon. How do we know that a korban Sibur is docha tumah, because it says b'moado, has to be in its proper time, no matter what you're telling me or not. Karlein moed, tamuz de shiluach meraglim, meluye meluye. They were made tamuz a full month, full 30 days. The karlu arboim didu b'tisha b'av. And then the 40 days finished on Tisha B'av. The perik basar time is known as Erev Tisha B'av. The hukvalo and bo b'chil adoros. And the night of Tisha B'av is when they cried. The yom ibrachodish kori moed. So you see the day that they added, right, making that, that was like the first day Rosh Chodesh. When a full month, the first day is the first day, the last day, the 30th day, the 31st day is the first day Rosh Chodesh, and the next day is the first day of the month. Okay. The Gemara says, the name of the Kula Mimoed also comes out that the reason that it's Docha Tumah is because it says Bimoado. Minani Mile, where do you know that from? That that's the reason why a korban tzibur is docha tumah, right? Because it says b'moado. The Tana Rabbanan, v'yidaber Moshe's moadei Hashem. Ma Talmud lomar, l'fi shalo lamanu ela l'tamid u'pesach, sh'nemar b'hu b'moado, b'moado. V'afilu b'shabes, b'moado, afilu b'tumah. By Pesach and korban tamid, it says b'therish b'moado. Even tumah, even Shabbos. Even though, Tosus points out, that by what's it called, and if it's Tosus, somebody points out over here, that by Karban Tamid, you don't need the Moado to tell me it's Docha Shabbos, there's Beferish in the Torah, it's Docha Shabbos. Because it says, what's it called, Milvado the Satomid on Shabbos, Beferish, right? You bring Karban Shabbos, Zeh Karban, Zeh, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato, Milvado Ola Satomid. So it says Beferish, you bring the Tamid on Shabbos. But for Karban Pesach, we learn it from Moado. Afilu b'Shabbos, Moado afilu b'Tumah. Shar korbanos sibur menayin. How about all other korbanos sibur? Right? Where does it say b'Moado by them? So it says Shenemar eilu tasu l'Hashem b'Moadeichem. So it says b'Feirish by them. These are the korbanos in Musaf, right? Asher what's it called? Asher tasu eilu tasu l'Hashem b'Moadeichem. I menayin l'Rabbis Omer v'akored imo. Shtei alechem akored imo, because they're not mentioned in Pinchas, where it says Eila Tasu Hashem Moadechem. That's in Parshas Pinchas, where it mentions the regular Korban Musa. But the Korban HaOmer and the Korban of the Shtei Alechem is not mentioned there. It's mentioned in Vayikra, in Emor. And there it doesn't say Moadechem. Talmud Lomar, there it says Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem B'nei Yisrael. It ends off with this pasuk in Vayikra, in Emor. Akos of Kavu Moed Echad L'Kulan. There the Torah called all of them Moed, including the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Okay, Rashi. Vayidaber Moshe, b'toras Kohanim hu gabi Omer Shtei Alechem. The Omer and Shtei Alechem are mentioned in Emor, they're not mentioned in Pinchas. Shelo v'madnu sh'nemar b'en Moed, litchos Shabbos, v'tumah b'moado, mashma v'lo yavr zmanim. They have to be brought in their proper time, and you can't bring it some other time, so no matter what, you bring it that day. V'afilu hein t'meim, v'afilu hu Shabbos. Eile tasu, b'parshas Pinchas, k'siv gabi musafim. that Eilu Tassel Hashem B'Moadeichem is in Pinchas, but in Pinchas it doesn't mention the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Menayim L'Rabbis Omer V'Akoreh Imo V'Asisim B'Yom Anivchem U'Shtei Alechem V'Akvosim Akrevim Imohem Ha'Omer V'Toras Kohanim V'Einim Amurim V'Parshis Pinchas. They are not mentioned with the other Musafim in Parshis Pinchas. They're only mentioned in Emor. Tamid Lomar B'Shilhai Ha'hi Parshis Saw D'Shoro Kesev O'Eiz V'Yidaber Moshe. The end of that Parshas Emor, where it speaks about all the Moadim, and it includes the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, it refers to all of them as Moed. Vayidaber Moshe Moadi Hashem. Now the Gemara asks, the Chol Hani Lameli, right? Why is that to say Moada by all of them? Say by one, and we'll know that that's a Korban Sibur, and that's Docheh Tumah, then all of them are. Well, we'll learn it with a Tzad HaShavah. Tzrich. The ikos of Rachmana Tomid, it only said it by the Tomid. Havi Amina Tomid Shekain Tadir V'Kolo. The reason Korban HaTomid is Doche, even though it says Moado, it doesn't include all the places where it says Moado, only the Korban Tomid. Because the Korban Tomid is Tadir V'Kolo. It's a Korban that's brought every single day, twice, and it's an Ola. So it has two Chumras. The other Korbanas are not brought every single day, and many of them are not Olas. So therefore, what's it called? You wouldn't say they're docha. Aval Pesach lo. Pesach is not kolil. Only part of it's burnt on the mizbeach, and it's not brought every single day. So I would say you wouldn't learn Pesach even from it. Ramash Malon. Therefore, it has to say by Talmid and by Pesach. Because of Rachmana Pesach, and if it only said Pesach, and I want to learn the carbon of Talmid from it, Pesach shu on ishkaris. Aval Talmid ain ishkaris emalo. Pesach is docha because you don't bring carbon Pesach to chayv karis. But if you don't bring the Korban HaTomid, you're not Chayv Koris. So I might think that the Korban HaTomid, you don't bring Betumah or Shabbos. Gamash Malon. Therefore, it had to say Pesach and Tomid. Because of Rachmana Honi Tarte, so say Pesach and Tomid, and I'll learn all the other ones from both from them. What are you going to tell me? It's because of Koris. Tomid's not Koris. What are you telling me? Because it's brought every day. Pesach's not brought every day. Well, it says no. Havi Amena Honi Hu Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer. So Rashi learned Tzad Chomer means, and this was Tomid Tadr V'Kolo Pesach Shuanish Koris. Right? Atosus didn't have this girsa. So Rashi learns like this girsa, that each one has its chumrah. So I would say it's those chumras that are goring. It's very difficult because usually we say it can't be the separate chumras that are goring. It must be something in common to both of them. And here we're saying Tzad Chumrah. Okay, but it's just to be Docha Tzad HaShavah. Tosus says, no, there's something they have in common. What's Tzad Chomer? That both of them were given before Matan Torah. Korban Pesach was in Mitzrayim, and the Korban HaTomid, it could be they were makriv by Har Sinai before Matan Torah. Shailas, what the korbanos were that they brought, Har Sinai, what they were, there's an Imam D'Omer that says the Ola they brought in the Midbar before Matan Torah was the Ola's Tomid. So both of them were before Matan Torah, and that's a Chumrah. They existed even before the Torah was given. And that's a common Chumrah. The way we have the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that maybe each individual Chumrah is what's going their halacha. Rashi, Shar Korban Sibur Musatim, the Ola Mechaperasa Esse, Kedetanya Biyuma. Oh, we didn't get it yet, no. No, we didn't get it yet. Aval Shar Korban Sibur Eimalo. So I might think other Korban Sibur, they don't have that Sat Chumrah. Right, either they're not on the Shkori, so they're not, doesn't come all the time, or according to Tosfos, they weren't given before Matan Torah. I would think they're not Docher Shabbos and Tumah. Because of Rachmana, Eila Tasu Lashem B'Moadeichen. That's why it had to say Moed by all of them. The Ikos of Rachmana, Eila Tasu Lashem B'Moadeichen, if it only said by the other ones, Havi Amina Shar Korban Sibra Boin Lechaper. When is a Korban, what's it called, Bob Tumah and Shabbos, when it's a Kapara? So since it's Boil Lechaper, you don't want to push off the guy's Kapara, or the Klal Yisrael's Kapara. Aval Omer Shtei Alechem Dein Boin Lechaper Ela Lechaper Bialma. The Omer and the Shtei Alechem are not Kaparas. They are, what's it called? They are Matirin. They're Matir, the Chodesh. The Omer's Matir Chodesh for secular purposes, and the Shtei Alechem is Matir of the Omer for the Mikdash, that you can bring now from the Chodesh for Minochas. Well, I might think that they are not Docheh Shabbos and Tumah. Therefore, it had to say by the Omer and by Shtei Alechem also, Kamash Malon. The ikos of Rachmana Omer Shdealechem, the Chudayu, if it only said the Omer Shdealechem, would I would say Kavachomer. These are come only to be matter, and they're docha, koshke, and the other ones are bolachater, so why do I need a pasuk by the other ones? Haveyamina adarab, Omer Shdealechem, dalimet, the boyim lahater. You know why the Omer and Shdealechem are docha? I would say that it's a chumra, that it's bolachater. Because if they don't come, you can't eat chadash. So therefore, the Torah said, bring it no matter what. But the other ones are just the kaparas, so you get your kaparas some other time. Aval hanach lo kamash malon. Right? Therefore, it had to say all of them. Because if it only said any one of them or any group of them, I wouldn't learn the other ones from it. Shar korbanos sibur musafim, the ola mechaper essay. The other korbanos sibur of musaf are also bala kapara. Because an ola is mechaper on an essay. The Tanya Biyoma, Ein Ola Bo Elal Esse Velo Sase Shenitik Lesse. So it also has an aspect of Kapara. Omer Shdealechem Ein Boim Elal Lahatir Es HaChodesh, Zebe Medina VeZebe Mikdash. So, okay, now a new thing. Okay, so that's how we know that all these Korbanos are Docha Shabbos and Tuma, but since the Ikra is not the eating, they're not eaten Betuma. Mashenkin Korban Pesach. Okay, Savruah. Now we assume that the following is the halacha, and if that's the case, we have a question. Okay. Savrua, l'kule alma tuma d'chuya hi b'tzibur. Okay, we assume that everybody holds that tuma is d'chuya b'tzibur. Okay, this Mishnah holds tuma is d'chuya b'tzibur. That it's not hutra. Right? What's the difference if it's hutra or d'chuya? One of the differences is, do you need the tzitz to be maratza? Right, the tzitz is maratzah on what's it called on tuma, that korban that's brought betuma wrongly, right? That when the korban is tamei, so the tzitz that the kohen gadol wore is maratzah. It says of a nirtzalachem, which was a pasuk. Pasuk is. Venosa Aaron is Avon HaKadoshim. Right? So and that's through the tzitz. So Bidyeved, the korban is kosher. It's Machshir, the korban that you brought the tumah. So even though you're allowed to bring a korban, the tumah, what's it called if it's Betzibur? Right? Betzibur or Tomei. But, what's it called? That's only if the tzitz is Maratza. You still need Ritzuya Tzitz. It's only Dechuya B'tzibur. It's not Hutra. It doesn't become Mutter. It's still Aser. The Torah said you can do this thing that's Aser, but you still need the Tzitz to be Meratzer. Uboy Ritzuya Tzitz. Uboy Tzitz Meratzos. The Lekat Tan that Shamas lay the Omer Tuma Hutra B'tzibur Eller of Yehuda. Because it's the only Tan who holds that Tuma's Hutra B'tzibur is Reb Yehuda. So Mistama, our Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't go like Reb Yehuda. It would say it was Rabbi Yehuda otherwise. If it says it's Stam, Stam is not Rabbi Yehuda. Because he's the only one who holds the Tanya. Tzitz, Ben She Yeshno Al Mitzcho, Ben She Eino Al Mitzcho, Maratza. Divrei Reb Shimon. What's it called? Reb Shimon holds that the Tzitz is Maratza, not only if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, even if he's not wearing it. The power of the Tzitz to be Maratza is not that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz, that the Tzitz exists. And therefore, if a korban comes Betuma, and the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, it's still maratza. And the Yevet is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odeu al mitzcho maratza, ain't Odeu al mitzcho ain't maratza. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. If the tzitz is on his head, then it is maratza, and if it's not, it's not maratza. It's not the tzitz that's maratza, it's the levishas, the Kohen of the tzitz that's maratza. Omer lo Rav Shimon, Kohen Gadol yom ha-kippur yochiach, sheinu al mitzcho maratza. Right, I'll bring you a proof that it has nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol wearing it. Because the Kohen Gadol, when he goes with Naiva Lifnim, on Yom Kippur doesn't wear the tzitz. He only wears four begadim of linen. And still, it's maratza. So you see that even if it's not on his head, it's maratza. Amar lo, hanach li Yom HaKippurim, shetumah hutra b'tzibur. No, on Yom Kippur, what's it called? The reason that it's okay is nothing to do with the tzitz. It's because tumah hutra b'tzibur. So you see that he holds tumah hutra b'tzibur, not tumah dechuya. When do you need the tzitz to be maratza? When it's not the tzitz. When it's what's it called? When it's stam a korban that's brought the tumah. So then the evidence kosher because of the tzitz. But when it's b'tzibur, to mahutra b'tzibur. There's no isser altogether. You don't need the tzitz. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But mechlal, Rabbi Shimon sover tuma dechuyahi b'tzibur. Right? Rabbi Shimon holds only dechuyah, and you still need ritzuyat tzitz even when tuma comes b'tzibur and it's mutter. You still need the tzitz because it's not mutter 100%. It's just dechuy. Rashi. This is what we assumed in the Beis Medrash, and based on these two assumptions that we're going to mention, we had a question. Based on these assumptions, we asked, "B'chora, this mission doesn't go according to Rabbi Yeshua." And the problem is that the safe of the mission is Rabbi Yeshua. So Shver, how could this mission not be Rabbi Yeshua? But the question is based on two assumptions. We have to say what the assumptions are first. Even though the Torah said you're allowed to bring carbon sibur betuma, it's not that there's no isser, that the Torah, took away the isser completely and said it's mutter betzibur. It's just a dichoy. It pushes away the isser, but the isser is still there. So you need something to still minimize the isser. That's the tzitz. Ben sheyeshno mitzvah b'shar she'ira tumah b'korbanos. Right? If when the tumah occurred in the carbon, the tzitz was on the forehead of the kohen, then it's what's it called maratza. And if it wasn't on his forehead when the tumah occurred, then it's not maratza. Then the diet from this Rashi that the ikker is that when the tumah occurred, not when you brought the carbon. Other Rishonim say, but there is not like that. It has nothing to do when the tumah occurred. It has to do when you brought the carbon. It sits on his head or not. When you brought a carbon, the tumah, you need the retreat sits. But not when the tumah occurred in the carbon, right? When you actually brought it. But Rashi is mashma that it depends on the time that you, that the carbon became tummy. If the tzitz then was maratza, then the evidence if you brought it later is good. But if it wasn't at the time of the tumah, even if it's on his head, at the time when the carbon's brought, that's not good enough. When he's being oveid bithnim in the heichal, any avoda he does inside is only with the white begadim, not with the golden begadim. So the tzitz is not on his head. Sheino amitzchol, the ha'ein nichnas shom the big dezor. He's not allowed to go in to what's it called into the kodesh hakadoshim with the golden clothing. Kedamrina barosh hashanah dein kateger nasa saneger. So Rabbi Kiv Eger asks. The Torah says Beferish, he doesn't go in with the other begadim. He only goes in with four begadim. Right? So, why does Rashi have to bring down what it says in Rosh Hashanah that ain't cut? That's the reason that the Gemara gives why he doesn't do it. But that's not the, where we know that he can't wear the tzitz in the Lithnaid Lithnim. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. Right? So, why didn't Rashi just bring on the Pasuk? Why does it bring on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? I was thinking that it could be that if it was just that the Torah said he should go with these begadim, its pshat is he doesn't have to have the tzitz. But maybe he wore it anyway. Maybe there's no isser. But since the Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains that it's usser to go with the big dezov with Nagalathim, because ain't kateger nasa saneger, memela it's impossible for him to have the tzitz. Even if he wanted to, he couldn't put it on. Now, so the Gemara says that he wears the four begadim, maybe it's lavdafka. He has to wear these four begadim. If he wants to wear other things, he can too. Right? It doesn't become that these are the only begadim. He's allowed to wear any of the other begadim he wants to too. But he has to wear these four also. But since the Gemara says the reason you can't wear big day zav is because it's usher to go lifnai v'lifnim, that's the reason that he can't wear any of the other begadim. Mele, what's it called? You know for sure he doesn't have a tzitz on. Umaratza in Baal Betuma. On Yom Kippur, it's also maratza. If for some reason the korbanos became tameh, the tzitz is maratza. But Rav Shimon islay tumah dechuya he betzibur, and therefore you see that the tzitz isn't necessary to be on his head, because on Yom Kippur it's also tumah, tumah is a mutter, and you still have the tzitz. The ilav mishum tzitz meratza tumah lo havi miskashri, and Rav Yehuda holds no, it's only meratza when it's on his head. Yom Kippur is tumah hutra betzibur. When you're talking about a carbon tzibur brought betuma, you don't need the tzitz. Shetumah hutra betzibur, vein carbon tzibur, tzorich ritzuyat tzitz, other carbon yachid. Only a carbon yachid needs the tzitz to be meratza when it comes to tumah, not a korban tzibur. So that's the first assumption, that everybody holds, that this our Gemara, our Mishnah holds, that tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Because the only one who holds tumah hutra b'tzibur is Rabbi Yehuda, and it doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, mistama, it goes according to the other shita, that tumah dechuya b'tzibur. And therefore, you need the tzitz. And second assumption, udekulei alma ein hatzitz meratza al achilos. Also, that the tzitz, when it's meratza, when you bring a korban betuma, right? So it's only meratza that the korban itself is okay. It's kosher, but it's not meratza that you could eat that korban. Now, as a yachid's korban became tameh, and he now brought it, but the other the korban's kosher because of the tzitz. But he can't eat that korban. Right? No matter what korban it is, the kohanim can't eat the part they eat, and the bialim can't eat the part they eat. It's betumah. So that has to be burnt. So it's not meratza on the eating, only on the bringing of the korban. That the diyev of the korban is kosher. The lekatana of the shamas lay the omer atzitz meratza al achilos al erbalezer. There's only one tana who holds that the tzitz helps even to eat the korban betumah. That's Rabbi Lezer. The tanya, Rabbi Lezer omer atzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Lezer says that tzitz is meratza even to be able to eat the korban. Rabbi Yossi omer ainat tzitz meratza al achilos. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, it's not meratza lachilos. The Gemara says, Udekulei alma, klomar, hanach rabbon, and the sosa, masnis, and sabri, ainat tzitz meratza lachilos. Our Mishnah, which says, stam Mishnah, doesn't say it dafka goes according to Rabbi Lezer, holds that the tzitz is not meratza on eating the korban, only on bringing the korban. Al tumah shenog of a basar, ubeshiyari mincha necholim, any of the things that are eaten in the korban, the basar, or a mincha, where you eat the kohanim, eat the leftovers of the mincha, the part that doesn't go on the mizbeach, el al tumah sadam ukmatzim, emurim. You're allowed to be makrav the emurim. You're allowed to be zorik the dam. You're allowed to make the komets. All of those things you're allowed to do, but you can't eat the korban if it's bought betuma, even though the tzitz is meratza. That's what everybody holds except for a belezer. So now the Gemara says, Lema masnisan, delok Rabbi Yeshua. Based on these two assumptions, l'chora on Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, the Asisa olosecha habosar v'hadad, Rabbi Yeshua omer in ein dam ein basar. If for some reason the dam spilled out, so you can't eat the basar. If you never was zorik the dam, then you can't be eat the basar. It ain't basar, ain't dam. But if some reason all the basar was lost, it's gone. You can't eat it, and you can't be zorik the dam either. Rabbi Lezer omer dam apa pishein basar. No, each one separate. You can be zorik the dam even though the basar is lost. Shenemar the dam zvachecha yishafech. It says you pour the blood irrespective of the basar being around. Uman ani mekayim v'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam. L'chora, Rabbi Yeshua brought a pasuk olosecha habasar v'hadam. You have to have both. You have to have the basar that's fit to eat in order to be zorik the dam. What's he going to do with that pasuk, Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Yeshua brought down that pasuk. What's Rabbi Lezer going to do with that pasuk? He holds it. You can be zorik the dam even if the basar is not fit to eat or it's lost or whatever. Comes to a different halacha that the dam and the basar have something in common. Just like the dam you throw on the mizbeach, right? So to the basar you throw on the mizbeach. Throw it onto the mizbeach. And the omer lul cotton yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach. There was a small space between the kevesh and the mizbeach, so they remember to throw the basar onto the mizbeach. Some people with that have a minute to throw the motzi to people, because the shulchan is like a mizbeach, and the lechem is like the korban, so you throw the korban, so people throw the lechem one to the other when they give it out. Okay, Rashi. Lei masnishin da omer omer shtei alechem, boin betuma, v'yapal gad de boinin ritzitzitz. Right, we're saying now that it's going according to the man, the Omer, who says tumah dechuya b'tzibur, and you need the tzitz even when it's bar betumah b'tzibur. The tzitz achilas l'maratzah, and the tzitz only helps not to eat the korban, but only to bring the korban. V'nimtza she'ein kan shirayim hanirtzim. If that's the case, then it's not just you don't eat the things, you can't eat them. They're still tummy, and there's no ritzu. So they're impossible to eat. Okay? Ela ha-komitz levado shatzitz mo'el. The tzitz helps for the komitz of the omer and the shtei alechem. The chen b'minei damim, same thing goes with the karbonos. Lo ho'el tzitz le-boser le-dam. Doesn't help to eat the meat, only for the dam. So the korban, basically the boser is possible. That's from the Mishnah, I would just say, it's not possible. It's just you don't eat it. Not allowed to eat it. It's an isra on the gavra. But the meat itself is what's it called, marutza. But we don't have a hefter for the bialim to eat it. So it's edible. It's just, you're not allowed to eat it, then it's okay. But we're saying now that tumah is the chuyah v'tzibur, the tzitz b'chlal isn't maratz on the basar, so it's pasul. So it's not edible at all. Not just you're not allowed to eat it, it's not edible. If it's not edible, it's like it was lost. If it was lost, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you can't be zorik d'dam, or you can't make the kmitza, which is like zorik d'dam. So how in the world could our Mishnah be that you're allowed to bring the korban betuma, but you're not allowed to eat it? Our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yeshua. Uktoni da dam yisra, you do bring the korban. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you shouldn't bring a korban where the dam is not edible. The lok Rabbi Yeshua, the omer main basar roy ain dam roy. If the basar is not roy lachila, then the dam is also not roy lizrika. The main basar roy could go shenit mur shenevet. If the basar is not fit, like it got tummy, and there was no retreat sits, or shenevet, or it got lost. Ain hadam nizrik, then you're not zorik the dam and not korban. Lul avir yesh ben kevish l'mizbeach, lo hayorosha kevish mechubar l'mizbeach. There was a small space between the ramp that went up to the mizbeach, the kevish and the mizbeach. It wasn't connected. Sheyesh avir ma'at ben osayin. There was a little space in between, like between the subways and the white platform, right? A little gap, right? Ba'misader so eivarim omid al kevish, and the person who put the Eivorim first on the Kevish and then brought them to the Mizbeach, stood on the Kevish and threw them onto the Mizbeach. The Zorkan Amar Arechus Ha'etzim, the Kai Mitzvah Zrika. Just like there's a Mitzvah of Zrika with the Dam, the Basar also has a Mitzvah of Zrika. Okay. So, Lemaisa, it would seem that what's it called, that Rabbi Yeshua, who learns from the Pasuk, the Asisa Zvachecha, the Dam's, what's it called, the Olasecha, the Asisa Olasecha, Basar, Ba'adam, but if you don't have basar, you don't have dam, our Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yeshua. Because if the tzitz is not maratza on tumah, dechuya b'tzibur, and you, what's it called, and the what's it called, without ritzui tzitz, it's as if the basar is lost, so the maisa, what's it called, how could you be zorik the dam? So the chora, our Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yeshua. That's the question. We're going to discuss why that's not the case.